With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The State Department of Health has announced two more cases of COVID-19 in South Dakota, bringing the total to 30. That number includes one death and eight people who have fully recovered from the disease. Beadle County reports one new case, bringing the county total to 13. The other new case is the first diagnosed in Brookings County. Governor Noem confirms it's related to recent travel. Those two new cases are both young men, one in his 20s and the other in his 30s. State Secretary of Health Kim Malzahn-Reisden says two of the state's cases are hospitalized at this time. State Department of Corrections officials are looking for eight female inmates who escaped a women's unit in Pierre Monday evening. Nine inmates left the Pierre Community Work Center without authorization from prison staff. Governor Kristi Noem says the nine inmates who escaped shared a unit with another inmate that has tested positive for the coronavirus.
We don't know if they were in close proximity to each other yet. We'll continue to investigate that and contact all those individuals, but they were from the same unit.
Noem says there are concerns about potential COVID-19 cases in the women's prison. State Secretary of Health Kim Malzahn-Reisden says one inmate is now in Pennington County.
There were nine escapees. One has been located. We do not know if that person is infected.
Malzahn-Reisden says the inmate has been tested, but the results are still being processed. Both cases are under investigation. Avera is closing its hospitals to visitors on Wednesday to protect patients and staff from coronavirus. In a statement, Avera Chief Medical and Innovation Officer David Erickson says, quote, "We ask for the cooperation and understanding of the public. We as a health system must act responsibly and do everything we can to minimize the spread of the virus." Limited visitors are allowed for end-of-life cases, the neonatal intensive care unit, and births. For example, a birthing partner is allowed as long as they pass a temperature screening and have no outward symptoms. Avera Medical Group clinics are also asking patients not to bring guests to appointments, with some exceptions. Both Avera and Sanford Health will now process COVID-19 test results from their labs in Sioux Falls. Up to this point, all tests have gone to the state lab in Pierre or Avera's out-of-state contract lab for processing. A release from Avera Health says the additional site can process up to 200 tests each day. A release from Sanford says its site will process up to 400 tests a day, with plans to double that capacity in coming weeks. Both systems will report test results to state officials so they can continue monitoring COVID-19 cases in South Dakota. The out-of-state commercial lab is still available for overflow and lower priority tests. Businesses across the state have been closing down or adjusting their everyday operations in response to the coronavirus. Melissa Johnson is the owner of Oh My Cupcakes in Sioux Falls. Johnson says the ongoing pandemic has led to many difficult decisions in the business community about whether or not to stay open.
Is it best to close our doors completely, to shut everything down, and then to risk people, staff having financial hardship? Is it best to keep our doors open and do the, you know, we're disinfecting, we're sanitizing, we're socially distancing? I mean, we're doing all the things that we know we need to do so that we can still provide joy for people. I mean, it is so hard to weigh those factors.
Johnson says it's important for business owners to remember why they are working and to take care of their staff first. She says high community support has helped her personally and financially. Kimberly Tilson Braveheart is executive chef and co-owner of Etiquette Catering Company in Rapid City. She says all their planned events, including their cooking classes, have been canceled and many questions remain.
It's been really challenging navigating these new waters, and what does it mean? Like, is there an end time to any of this? And are we going to continue to gather in the future? And, you know, what does that mean for all of us?
Tilson Braveheart says there is a sense of loss for the presentation in their craft and the relationship with local producers. She says this reaches beyond her business, and she feels for those that had to cancel large events such as weddings and business retreats, but points out that doing so benefits the community in the long term. Governor Kristi Noem says the state will add staff and phone lines to its unemployment call center. The center is seeing increased claims because of the coronavirus pandemic. Nome says the call center typically operates with 11 people. They'll bring in 16 more workers. The center has about 90 phone lines and will add about 20 more.
Many of the claimants that we're seeing are first-time users of the system. They're unfamiliar with the process, but know that we are working to get as many lines up and going and getting more staff online to respond to the unemployment requests that we are getting.
On Thursday, the state will release its first set of unemployment claims since the pandemic hit South Dakota. People who've lost work as a result may be eligible for benefits for 26 weeks. To limit phone wait times, claimants are urged to file online at raclaims.sd.gov. Those without internet access may call 605-626-3212. Governor Kristi Noem is recommending to school administrators that school buildings should be closed until May 1st. She says this will provide consistency on how students should be taught through all districts. South Dakota's places of worship have closed their doors to large gatherings of people in an effort to combat the spread of COVID-19 and have opted for online congregations instead. Donald DeGroote is the bishop-elect of the Catholic Diocese in Sioux Falls. DeGroote says members paid attention to data coming out about the coronavirus and watched reactions across the world.
These are unprecedented times, and it requires unprecedented decisions by leaders, not only in the government and health departments, but even in the faith-based congregants. How do we best care for those who are most vulnerable?
DeGroote says the faith community is like a family, and the needed restrictions have created hardship in many areas. He says he encourages his priests to develop creative ways to communicate with parishioners while still safeguarding their health. COVID-19 is especially dangerous to elderly people, and public health officials say they should stay at home as they can. Volunteers in Rapid City are taking traditional remedies to Lakota elders to cleanse their space and boost their immune system. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
Collins Provost and her family gather plants that are native to the Black Hills and use them for traditional Lakota medicine.
We've used sage, which is pejihota. In Lakota, we've used washtemna, which is, I believe in the English language, bergamot or wild bee balm. We've also used cedar.
When the pandemic started, Provost decided to share her supply with local elders. She packed them up in recycled containers and made deliveries with her sister.
So we've been giving out enough medicine to last about a week's time and also instructing our elders that may not know how to make the tea, the medicine themselves, so that they know and can protect themselves and their home.
So far, they've delivered local traditional remedies to more than 20 elders. Provost says the materials can help purify the air and boost the immune system. When the elderly are isolating themselves for their health, she says the delivery can mean a lot.
A couple of them were worried, so they kind of kept us at the door, which was totally fine. We understand. But from that distance, we were able to give them some info about it. But also, you know, just letting our elders know that they are appreciated, that we are thinking of them, and we want to do our part in helping to keep them safe.
Provost is trying to gather more supplies and make deliveries again this week. She also plans to make face masks for elders. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.